The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I am your host, John Ryan. We're here with the engineer, Dan, the producer, Christina, my co-host, Otto, and we're going to get going right away with the supervisor of the Town of North Hempstead. And this is my first show, and I think the thing that's so interesting about it is when the supervisor took over last year, it started with a storm. But that storm lasted for about 3 months, it seemed. And starting the show this morning, we started with a storm, so that's wonderful. And I just want to also say Otto has been giving me some advice.
Not really.
Because he was here with me a few minutes ago to get things going. So Otto, I want to thank that.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Glad I could be here.
And now I'm going to go back over to Judy Bosworth. Thank you so much. The weather. You got it. You got here, rather.
You got it, John. I'm so honored to be here on your first show. You know, this radio show has an amazing history. You know, Evelyn Worth was such a terrific representative for Project Independence and for this show. And I know that you are going to be an extraordinary host, and I look forward to working with you on this. And yes, it is snowing, but this is nothing.
No, I agree. It stopped already looking out the window.
Right.
The one of the main things, too, which is very nice, Project Independence, this is just one piece of Project Independence. But it's a very good one because it's informative. And each week, Christina and Otto and different co-hosts bring very, very many different subjects and people so that the seniors of the town of North Hempstead can learn stuff, which is great. It's definitely something to listen into, you know, every Friday from 10 to 12 to get some information.
And if you can't get it on Friday, you can go to the Town of North Hempstead's website and catch any of the old shows, and they tell you who was on the show and so on.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. Terrific.
Yeah. So you just go to the Town of North Hempstead website, and you can pick up any of the shows you want. You can actually download them into a flash drive, and you can play them on your car radio when you have nothing to listen to.
Seniors and technology. That's going to be a topic, Christina. That's terrific. Thanks, Otto.
Okay.
But, you know, it's so funny, John, when you talk about knowledge is power. And the more you know, the more empowered you are. And so this show does so much to bring that information to our seniors and provide such an amazing service.
No, I agree. I agree very much so. I'm going to actually start off with a question. Last year, when you took office, it was really baptism by fire. Well, actually, baptism by snow.
Yeah, they say that I took the town by storm.
Yeah. It's the truth, though. It was unbelievable, and there's so many issues that went on during your first year. But we're here today to just talk about some issues. It has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. The first one is you are a supervisor of the people. There's no question about it. And everything you do in the office is extremely transparent.
So I'm assuming people can hear the snow plows in the background.
It's like a meditation class. Ignore every, Wizard of Oz. Don't look behind the curtain.
Right.
There he is. He's right at the window. The budget that just went through, okay, totally transparent. You did it before election, which I think was the first time in maybe 20 years or some tremendous number.
You know, John, I am committed to open and transparent government. I said that from the minute I took office. And there were a number of issues that we did right away to show that the comment period at our board meetings was moved from the end of the meeting to the beginning of the meeting. The importance of that is if somebody wants to come to speak to our town board, they don't have to wait till the end of the meeting. And sometimes that's okay, because our meeting last Tuesday, it was a housekeeping meeting of sorts. The meeting was over at 8 o'clock. That was a first.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
But the meeting could be over at 9. It could be over at 10. You know, it could be over at 1:30 in the morning. And certainly people who are coming to speak to the town board on issues that aren't on the calendar, you know, we feel it's important that they have the opportunity to speak when they get there and not have to sit through an entire meeting.
That's very important. Right, yeah. They can sit. But,
you know, we want to make sure that they have the opportunity to speak. The other thing we did is we started live streaming our board meetings,
right,
so that if you're not able to come to a board meeting, you can, in fact, watch on your computer or on your smart tablet, because now we know that our seniors are technologically advanced. so that you're able to watch the town board meeting as it's happening. But another key element of this transparency is the way that we did our budget. So we had a preliminary budget. The minute the preliminary budget was released, it went up on our website so that people could see it. There were very few changes made between the proposed budget and the budget that we actually adopted. And you're quite right. This budget was voted on before Election Day. And, you know, some people may say, what's the importance of that? The budget is really a black and white document that is the philosophy of the administration, because so many of the things that we do have a fiscal implication. So it's my belief that people have the right to know where we stand, what we're doing, and they need to know that before they go into a voting booth to decide if they want to continue supporting a person or an administration. There was only one person on the town board that was up for election, because this was Peter Zuckerman, who had filled in Tom Dwyer's seat. But this coming year, supervisor is going to be up for re-election. A number of the council people are going to be up for re-election. And that budget will be voted on again before Election Day. Very important.
Oh, that's amazing, because it really is. I mean, you hear so many people talking, once the person's elected, then this is going through. Put it in front of them before the vote, and you know what you're getting. That's
right.
Transparent.
Which is a good idea.
Yes.
You know, 100%.
Wish it could be expanded to other parts of
Well, you know, now we're going to start a campaign for Judy to go someplace else.
No. I so love being town supervisor. It is such an honor for me to do. And now I can say, because I have a year under my belt. And it's just an amazing experience. But I just want to go back to the budget a little bit. This was a fiscally conservative budget, so that the budget itself was well below the tax cap. And so the fiscal ramifications for our residents are that if you live in a village, your taxes will go up for this coming year in an average house, $2.50 for the year. And if you live in an unincorporated part of the town, your taxes for the year will go up on an average of $15 a year. So it was a budget that really was looking at ways of making sure that we didn't reduce services, because we didn't, but that we were fiscally responsible.
Right.
Our expenditures were decreased by $600,000. We reduced our debt by $22 million. And this is the road that I'd like to see us taking, finding ways to find government efficiencies so that we are providing the same good services and even expanding, while making sure that there are, you know, efficiencies that we're able to take advantage of.
Well, that's the most important part, because everybody can cut a budget and be conservative, but then they just cut services to go with it. So from the seniors of the town, there is no change. Everything is as is.
Right.
What's going on really is within the town, as supervisor, you're just being more conservative in how the money is being spent.
I'm really looking carefully, and I'm sure that's been done in the past. It's just, you know, each year, each cycle brings new challenges and different ways of looking at things. So,
well,
you know, that's what we're doing.
Part of that always is also what's coming in, the revenue, which sometimes is not as controllable as the expense part.
Well, and it's good that you said that, because here I'm telling you, we reduced expenditures by over $600,000. We reduced our debt by $22 million, but yet the budget went up by 3%.
Right.
Our mortgage tax revenues are down. Our sales tax revenues are down. And so you're quite right. Those are things that are always changing. And so you do the best that you can based on the revenues that you are taking in, balanced with you know, the budget that you're then putting forth.
Yeah, I mean, you can't budget a $20 million loss. You can, but
not easily.
No.
Right.
Well, last year alone, you couldn't budget the snow removal.
That's exactly,
I mean, you
right.
could budget it, but then when you have 10 storms or whatever it was.
Did we go over budget for snow removal?
Oh,
yes, we did. And at the time when people asked me about it, I said, our first responsibility is making sure that our roads are safe, that our residents are safe, and we'll deal with that after,
right.
which is what we did.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. I mean, certain things occur that we have no, you know, they're out of our control.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a society where we don't like to not be able to do what we have to do for very long. So when it comes to snow removal, you're going to hear about it if the snow is not removed.
Okay, that was one thing I was determined not to hear about. And with the help of our highway superintendent, Tom Tiernan, and all the great people in the highway department and in our parks department and in our Administrative Services Department headed by Pete Hoda, there was a real effort made to make sure that that snow was removed from everywhere that it could be removed from in the town.
Right.
That's the interesting thing about people. They don't want to pay, I don't mean everybody, but then they want the snow removed at the same time. So you're caught in the middle. It's like, my taxes are going up. So you'll turn around and say, well, next year I won't shovel the snow. Well, no, yeah, I want the show shoveled.
Yeah, you know what? That's not ever up for discussion. Snow removal and making sure that our residents are safe is
right.
The top priority and always
something. Well, you know, Project Independence being the organization it is, snow removal was something that early on Project Independence thought that they could remove snow for anybody, but anybody out there who's listening, snow removal is not a picnic for, even though you're a senior and you would like to get out of the house, it's not easy to get people to come around and shovel your snow. And I just throw in a little 2 cents off the cuff here. I believe that what ought to be promoted a lot is that neighbors should be helping other neighbors with snow removal when it comes to sidewalks and areas such as that. And don't count on somebody like Project Independence to come along and do it, because it's not feasibly not practical. You just can't do it. There's not enough people out there. So if you have a snow blower or a snow plow, help neighbors, particularly seniors who can't do it themselves.
You know, Otto, that's such a great point. And that goes for everything. Because I know even when we were dealing with some of the issues of the home burglaries in Manhasset Hills,
right.
and some of the surrounding areas, there was a sense of neighbors have to be looking out for neighbors. And it's great to have all the right precautions in place, but there's no substitute for us remembering that we are one big family and we need to look out for each other. And that there is right. No substitute for that.
Okay. We're talking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth. We're going to have to take a break and we'll be right back.